This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Trader Nick in the United States. Good afternoon from London, Nick. Good morning to you.
Hey, Johnny. Good morning.
Now, we've been doing this for a few years now, haven't we? But I can't recall a more crazy roller coaster week than this one. Can you? I mean, we've been through the aftermath of COVID. We've had the war in Europe and obviously presidential elections. But this one, really, that term unprecedented is overused, but it certainly, in my opinion, is that unprecedented.
Yeah, I mean, Johnny, it feels like Wednesday was like a lifetime ago. We're just talking about how we're looking forward to a sunny weekend, both in the UK and in the States. So definitely welcomed. And I'm sure a lot of listeners wouldn't mind a little bit of a break from all the craziness. But I don't know how much more of a break you're going to get. And this is kind of a perpetual news cycle. And it's no wonder, Johnny, we've seen a lot of people checking out of the markets, a lot of people selling out of portfolios, a lot of fear out there. And, you know, there's some justified fear. There's a lot of question marks about where we are. A year ago, you know, I think you and I talking on the podcast, we were like, okay, things are at a relatively stable point. Of course, we did a lot of stuff back in 2022 when, and during that time, you had inflation just nonstop rising and we didn't know what the Fed was going to do. A lot of uncertainty. Uncertainty is back. And we see that in the volatility index, the VIX. We see that in the dollar index plummeting lower here today, and some economic data that came out, of course, this morning as well.
And the difference is between what we've seen in the past, the global financial crisis, COVID, and so on, is this is more of a, what some people might describe as a self-inflicted issue, because it's all down to tariffs, and we needn't have gone down this road. But hey-ho, here we are. Before we talk more about this, I just wanted to ask you about the latest PPI figures that came out a little bit earlier. We had CPI yesterday, which was encouraging for markets because inflation was lower than expected. And PPI has kept that trend.
Yeah. And Johnny, I mean, the market almost seemingly just overlooked these two data points, even though give us, 6 months back on the podcast, and it was all the rave to talk about how inflation was falling or if it was rising. And both of these numbers, actually, to your point, they came in better than expected. These were good figures. Now, there was a big drop off in the price of oil that, you know, largely helps with the inflation story. But I don't think we can totally dismiss this good news. I think this is good news, right? This gives the Fed a little bit more leniency on what they could potentially do if needed, right? It basically brings forward or brings up in price, I suppose, the Fed put in some ways to everything that's going on. You know, there's a lot of uncertainty around the tariffs, but if we do get slightly more certainty in the sense that the Fed feels that inflation is starting to dial down, that gives them, you know, their biggest card they can possibly play, which is rate cuts. So rate cut probabilities have slowly risen here in, risen in recent times compared to, you know, we started this year looking at maybe two rate cuts. Then now all of a sudden we've got multiple more than that. So I think it is good news. We have good inflation data that came out, helps to play into the story, but it mostly gets muted in terms of its significance to short-term market moves, simply because all of the swings back and forth between headlines, which, to your point about, you know, the chaos of this week, Johnny, I don't know of a time since COVID. COVID's the only time I can recall where market headlines were moving faster than this, right? It was about a very similar feel. It was just a constant news cycle hitting us every single morning, evening, night, while you were sleeping. It was like always just something new happening.
I agree. I mean, I also agree that, yes, these numbers do give the Fed more breathing space, but I was chatting to you off air. Does any of this really matter? You've just said we are dominated by the tariff headlines without knowing what lies ahead. PPI, CPI, is it even relevant?
Yeah, and to your credit there too, you know, the other thing, Johnny, is like a lot of the unemployment statistics investors are largely seemingly putting to the side and ignoring because they are, of course, looking backwards. And then every day we're getting these big game-changing announcements or changes that could, substantially hurt or not hurt the economy in future times. So, it's a difficult time because you're getting this economic data that's looking backwards, and then we're getting such game-changing stuff every single day now. So in some ways, it makes sense that the markets kind of approach is going to be to focus on those ever-changing current major moves that are occurring with administration and fiscal policy and all that. But I do still think that they do matter. I think that like I said, it gives the Fed a card to play if they need it. If we can see them feel a little bit more appropriate about where inflation is. If we have inflation that's just like, if we had seen a high inflation report this week, ahead of what many people are speculating could be more inflationary, aka the tariffs, right? We know very likely there will be bumps in inflation. The debate in economics or economics world has been whether or not they will be persistent inflationary problems. That's up for debate. But we know there's likely going to be some price increases due to the tariffs. So if we had seen this week a look back that was already showing inflation problems, that could have been disastrous today. So I think we kind of may have actually silently dodged a problem there. And if we're starting at a better point for the Fed to work with, Johnny, back in 2018, we were looking at like just below 2% inflation, dealing with the tariffs and the trade war that was going on between the US and China. What many critics have said is like, if we are at the threes or 3.4s or whatever, if we're going into an inflation problem with already high inflation, that would be very problematic. But this today, again, not out of the woods by any means, but better than a 3% inflation handle going into all of this.
True. I wanted to ask you about over here on this side of the Atlantic, we've seen the UK economy growing by more than predicted in February. But I think I get the feeling that the numbers may have been skewed by an increase in exports from over here to where you are in the rush to export those goods before the tariffs come into effect. Goods exports from the UK to the US increased for the third consecutive month. They're now at their highest level since November 2022. So there are clear signs that UK firms increase their exports to the US ahead of those tariffs. So I'm not sure whether to take these figures with a pinch of salt, because we are bracing ourselves for the impact of tariffs imposed on goods imported to the US. And, you know, this good news is quite possibly going to be short-lived.
Yeah, I think that's actually a really great point, is the bump in the bump in activity, certainly being a natural response to all this. If I was a business and I relied on UK imports here in the States, I would definitely increase dramatically, try and bulk up on supply before all of this unknown happens, right? So that just makes logical sense. That being said, let's also give some credit to analysts who make these forecasts, which forecasted a 0.1% growth in GDP. We got 0.5% on a month-over-month basis. And it's a pretty outsized bump. So, you know, we could also say maybe we do, as you mentioned, a pinch of salt is probably fair, but also still, that's an impressive number. They also revised, it seems like here, they revised the previous reported GDP numbers from minus 0.1% month-over-month to actually up to just flat 0%. So, you know, a little bit of an upbeat metric in terms of GDP compared to what forecasts were. And again, if we do give a pinch of salt, but also give some credit to analyst forecasts here, predicting only 0.1, right? 0.5% is a pretty hot read.
And that takes a bit of pressure off the government here as well, because you know, there was a threat of a possible recession, but that is certainly off the table now. But as we've said many, many times, all bets are off when you consider the impact of tariffs and the uncertainty around them. Let's look ahead to the week to come, of course. I mean, who knows what might happen and what might actually come out of the mouth or on the Truth Social of President Trump. But what should we look out for in the next few days?
Yeah, it's a big time, and it's really hard to even try and use an economic calendar to try and map out what's going to happen next week, right? There's just always these surprise announcements. That being said, we do hear from some central banks next week. We have Powell speaking on Wednesday. We have the Bank of Canada doing a press conference as well on Wednesday. You have CPI out of Canada on Tuesday, some jobs report data for the UK on Tuesday as well. And then later, towards the end of the week, we get unemployment claims out of the United States, the ECB. We're going to hear from them as well. And it will be very interesting to see what these central banks do in regards to all of this. And I think that's really going to be the forward-looking commentary, Johnny, is really what will be interesting. The other thing is we also have U.S. stocks starting to report their earnings and forward guidance. Very, very telling what companies and countries, how they're managing during this time, what their personal plans are, is going to be very telling to this market. I think that's probably some of the most important stuff next week, barring any sort of exciting announcements or scary announcements from Donald Trump.
Okie dokie. Thank you very much, Nick. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast,